Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, DJ Warlock Hell on Wheels, wishing you a wicked Valpurgis Night and welcoming you to this week's episode of the Metal Grotto. This year I'm going to do a little bit of half and half, which is not how I take my coffee. Thank you very much. Mixing decaf and regular coffee are an abomination and not the Lovecraftian kind, which I don't mind. But anyway, what I mean by that is the first half of the show is going to be occult metal related, and the second half is going to be more heavy metal and some, maybe just a little bit, black metal, but not much, and not modern black metal either. No pandas, as Reverend David Ingram calls them, will be harmed in this episode. But without further ado, let's get right to it, shall we?
The farm had lost most all he had. His crop had failed.
You came up with his black robe on and took all the sinners to hell. Is there nothing left to see? Have we ever been? Is there thing in my sleep?
ancient days and other lives long past but not forgotten. I've learned the power of man and flesh to have my will obeyed. And Adonai and Babylon, Etruscans and Egyptians came to my temple, journeyed to the valley of the moon. Deep on the ground with no light dared to come beneath my pyramid. I stood in hell, a mortal man, between Belial and Satan. And stood it before my audience and chances like old fear. I cured a shock with sickness that or made insane my foes. Here in my 13th life, the mystic power of old returns, and as I say these words, my soul again in hell. I conjure thee, I conjure thee, I conjure thee, I conjure thee, appear. I raise you, mighty demon, come before me, join me here.
To start off the set, we had Coven with Pact with Lucifer from the album Witchcraft Destroys Minds and Reaps Souls. Frontwoman Jinx Dawson claims that her band's sound influenced the mighty Black Sabbath, and I actually tend to believe her. After that, we had The Crazy World of Arthur Brown with Fire from the album The Crazy World of Arthur Brown. Hey, what do you know? A sorta, kinda, maybe self-titled album. And the beginning of the song, where Arthur Brown states, "I am the God of Hellfire, and I bring you," has been sampled not only by the Electric Hellfire Club, but numerous other bands throughout the years. Blues Pills inhaled some black smoke after that from their self-titled record. For the first time in a while, I added in some The Devil's Blood after Blues Pills with the song On the Wings of Gloria from their album The Thousandfold Epicenter. Jess and the Ancient Ones partook in some Twilight Witchcraft after that from their self-titled album. Black Widow brought the more occultic side of the show to a close with In Ancient Days from their album Sacrifice. We'll be back after these messages.
In 1966, Anton LaVey created the Church of Satan, marking the beginning of the Age of Fire and Year One Anno Satanas. In 1969, he published The Satanic Bible, codifying Satanism as a religion, the first time it's been done in human history.
In the name of Satan, ruler of the earth, king of hell, come forth from the pit, bestow the blessings of hell upon us. For we are your children, and we invoke thee this night.
In 2001, I was appointed High Priest of the Church of Satan. In 2007, I published the Satanic Scriptures, further defining and expanding on Satanic philosophy and greater magic ritual.
Hail Satan, full of might! Our allegiance is with thee! Cursed are they, the God adorers, and cursed are the worshippers of the Nazarene eunuch.
For the past 50 years, the Church of Satan has stood as the sole organization to define and defend Satanism as a religion. And though pretenders to the infernal throne have come and gone, we have stood the test of time and will into the future. Visit churchofsatan.com for more information and read the Satanic Bible and the Satanic Scriptures. Knowledge is the solution for ignorance. Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
I got this underneath my sandwich on Alaska Airlines. You guys are familiar with this, apparently. Yeah. Yeah, it was underneath my sandwich, between my sandwich and my basket. Finished my sandwich, a little surprise. It says, "I will praise God's name in song and glorify him with thanksgiving." Psalm 69:30. But what was so weird about that was I was sitting there going, wait a minute. I don't remember ordering the Christian sandwich. I know, because if they would have asked, I definitely would have had the Buddhist pasta, you know?
This is Reverend Bill M., and that carnal comedy clip you just heard is from Radio Free Satan's comedy and novelty show, The Devil's Mischief. Learn more about the show at devilsmischief.com.
This is Reverend Gene, the host of Vox Satane, exclusively on Radio Free Satan. Join me every week as we indulge in the classical side of music spanning the past 1,000 years. Vox Satani has already featured over 700 composers covering medieval, baroque, classical, romantic, and contemporary music, including chant, choral, opera, keyboard, and orchestral music, with composers ranging from Gluck to Gilmour, Bach to Bellavance, Talis to Taverner, and Paganini to Pärt. Get your weekly recommended dose of classical music right here on Vox Satani, only on Radio Free Satan, with me, Reverend Gene. Hail Satan!
You are listening to one of many fine shows from RadioFreeSatan.com. Don't forget that you can subscribe to the show and others using iTunes, Stitcher, and other means as well. Subscribe today and get every new episode of your favorite Radio Free Satan shows downloaded automatically to your PC or mobile device. For more information, visit the subscribe area of this show's page on RadioFreeSatan.com.
so respectfully before me. A virgin loves Snow White. We'll be right back.
half of the set after the Segway song, which happened to be the lullaby theme from Rosemary's Baby, we had the Quintessentials with the Black Pope from their EP, Sarah Alice is Dead. After that, we had Typo Negative with Black Sabbath from the Satanic Perspective, which was actually, I believe, on the first Nativity in Black. It was later released on the Best of / Rarities compilation, The Least Worst Of, which for some reason edited down Black Number 1 from 11 minutes to 4.5 minutes. The lyrics are simply the Black Sabbath song rewritten from Satan's perspective. Please don't mind the thunder rumbling. I decided to start raining as I was recording. After that, we had Night of the Zombie Demon by Hell of All Hells from their album The Devil's Game. Echelon, featuring Reverend David Ingram, sang about the feared religion after that from their album The Brimstone Aggrandizement. And to close out this set, we had Into the Coven by Merciful Fate from their album Melissa. This has been DJ Warlock Hell on Wheels saying stay heavy, stay healthy. That's it for that part. Wicked Bob Hergesnock and hail Satan!